Well, it's October, the month of Halloween, where ghosts and goblins roam the land, and so does St. Nicholas. No, we're not talking about jolly old St. Nick. We're talking about St. Nicholas, the one-man play by Connor McPherson. And joining me in the studio is the director of Ensemble Theater Cincinnati's production, Brian Robertson. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
As I said, this is not Christmas St. Nicholas.
No, that's true.
It's quite different. Give us a little bit of the story that Mr. McPherson has put forth.
Well, I think to start with the title, it almost feels as though he's trying to mislead us as to where he's going with this particular story. This particular story is about a man's journey who may or may not have, it's up for the audience, I think, to determine, have encountered vampires in London.
Hence, more Halloween-y.
Very much so. But I think his take on the idea of encountering vampires is more broad-reaching than the typical sort of jump scare, the Halloween-y aspect of vampires and the things we think of in terms of like Bela Lugosi and those kind of historical renditions of the vampires. I think Connor's sort of brilliant approach here, and what's great for the performer themselves, is a chance to see vampires as an extension of our own internal psyches.
And speaking of the performer, you have quite the performer in the role, Bruce Cromer.
We certainly do, Bruce Cromer, and it's certainly very well suited for his take, his approach, and his abilities. I think it's going to be a wonderful tour de force of seeing Bruce for a limited 2 weeks only, and so I think a chance to catch him doing what he does well, which is entertain as well as share with us this compelling story, would be something not to miss.
And true to Connor McPherson's storytelling, it's a troubled man. And the experiences he has at probably the lowest point of his life.
That's true. Yeah, it's interesting because it's asking us, the challenge of the story is asking us to sort of bond with someone who's in a sense collapsed or collapsing. And this man, which is all we get in terms of the notes regarding the script from Connor McPherson, is here to share the story about how he in a sense ends up where he ends up. And asking us to go along with him on that. And I call it a story of redemption because I feel as though, and Bruce is working on it as well in this aspect, that he's trying to discover the choices he made and how they got him to where he was in terms of what the time of the story takes place.
And as you point out, it's not a tale of creepy or scary or even blood and gore. It's more of a psychological examination of fear.
Yes, yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I think in some ways that even makes it more compelling, more horrifying. I think what's powerful about this story is that the difference between vampire and whatever all that means and us is actually the degree of separation is rather narrow. In fact, very possibly overlapping.
What were some of the challenges you and Bruce encountered in terms of developing the eeriness of the situation without going into corniness?
Yeah, that is the conundrum, I think, with this piece. And as everyone probably approaches it, the first question they have to ask is, do we tip into some of the tropes and stereotypes of sort of a horror Halloween expression, which can be very powerful, obviously? Or do we try to single out the three-dimensional quality of this man and his own personal struggles, which also happens to include the element of vampires? Certainly in our case, we're trying to examine the man and his journey, and Bruce is bringing that three-dimensional character to life very, very well. It'd be quite a treat to see him as he traffics the stage with this person.
One of the interesting things about the play is that McPherson has the ability to present what could easily be a very common, mundane, everyday activity and make it in the context of the story seem supernatural.
Yes, that's an excellent example, as you've just brought up, about his writing in this case. The story, again, doesn't try to reach to some extraordinary supernatural lengths of having us buy in, but have us buy in to the fact that if this man experiences are within a realm of reality, or is he stretched or exaggerated the reality because of his condition, or as a way to compensate for his condition? That's something left up to the audience to decide.
And of course, the challenge of the actor or the character portrayed by the actor is to get his audience to see it the way he does.
Yes, yes. I think in the end, that's again the great challenge. Someone who's collapsing or who is a less than worthy necessarily in our eyes of someone to be a protagonist is in a sense working to win us over to understand him on a deeper level so that we have empathy.
One of the things that McPherson does in his writing, St. Nicholas and the Weir, is he actually takes the old historical element of Irish storytelling and incorporates that in, not so much as a, let me sit down and tell you a story, but just running into someone in a bar or encountering someone, and they just start telling you this. And that's one of the things I think that personalizes the interaction between the audience and the character.
Yes. Connor McPherson, and I think it's a joy for myself to experience this, it reminds us of just the power of simple storytelling, that one individual sort of spinning a tale can encompass us on so many levels of our senses and our own imagination, our own emotional states, and it can be easily provoked and manipulated without the trappings of the larger theatrical expression. And again, this is a simple production in which one performer will engage us directly and to share this experience. Even sitting in there, knowing that the artifice of this is an actor presenting a story, it starts to blur. And you feel a compelling sense that this is someone actually talking to you about their own foibles, troubles, and asking you to buy in and have an opinion about them.
Now, this is not your first time around the block with Connor McPherson or with St. Nicholas. You've directed the show before.
Right.
What are some of the things you've discovered directing it a second time in terms of working with the script?
Yeah, that's excellent. In fact, having you sit here and ask me about this is wonderful because you're the person who gave me my first opportunity to explore this script with Michael Schooner down at New Edgecliff, and that was a wonderful experience. I would say with a one-person show like this, is my role as a director, is I feel as more as a side coach. Certainly the material and the fact that it focuses on one performer, certainly the engine of drama is driven by the actor themselves. So I try to support their angle as to how they would like to approach expressing this character. And what's exciting about the script itself is that the way Mr. Schooner chose to express it, which was very valuable and worked very effectively, is different than the way Bruce wants to approach it. So my role in the room is trying to shift to find where is it that they would like the story to lie in terms of its expression and support that and sort of help hone it in that direction.
Now, you've performed before as an actor.
Yes.
And just an indulgent question, if you were to perform the role, do you think you would do it differently than either Bruce or Michael?
It's very possible. It's that open-ended. I feel that I have not lost anything from the approach that Michael took and what I bought into as well in terms of what felt like the way to bring the story to life by moving in the direction that Bruce is working to bring it to life. That feels equally as fulfilling. So I would imagine if for some reason I decided to take on, 48 pages of text and try to lock them into my noggin, that my interpretation would be something unique to, I believe, my own sense of what is valuable about this character.
So, of course, it's one-person show, but it's not one person total. You've got costume, set, sound, lighting. Who are some of the technical people involved?
We have Brian Mehring, who's going to be the lighting and scenic designer for this. Matt Callahan will be doing the sound design for the production. Stormy Mack is our costumes, and Shannon Ray Lutz is our props master on this production.
Well, that's St. Nicholas by Connor McPherson, running at Ensemble Theatre Cincinnati, October 12th through the 27th, starring Bruce Cromer. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, the director of St. Nicholas at Ensemble Theatre Cincinnati, Brian Robertson. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on St. Nicholas, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.